Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want to apologize to the Yankee fans because a couple of times yesterday, you and I both made jokes about how many runs they would score against Andrew Cashner, how they would chase him
right,
for 8 or 9 runs.
Right.
And obviously that didn't happen. So if you're one of those believers that we put the, you know, whatever the term is, the mush on the Yankees or whatever, I apologize. Because Cashner actually threw a hell of a game. He did walk a couple of guys. I think he walked like 3 or 4 guys. But he's able to fight through it, gave him a quality performance. He pitched well. But really, this game came down to another bullpen failure and an offensive failure. I mean, you score 2 runs, you're usually not going to win.
Right, right.
But it came down to another bullpen failure. Tanaka was tremendous. And then we saw Tanaka run into trouble in the 7th inning. That's really where it started to come unglued for Masahiro Tanaka. And I guess, as much as I hate to admit this, it runs into that whole theory about once you start to face an order a third time around, that's when a starting pitcher has trouble, because that's exactly when Tanaka ran into his trouble in the 7th inning. But Chad Green did an awful job.
Yeah, no, he wasn't good. He gave up the big hit to, what's his name?
Sandador. Whoever he is.
Right, after Jones hit the home run.
Santander is his name.
Right.
And Colby Rasmus, too, he gave up a hit to.
Yep.
And Trey Mancini, who had a hell of a game.
Yep.
So it was another bullpen failure. And much like you can't look at Hansel Robles and think he's winning a Rolaids Relief Man of the Year award, I also feel you can't do that with David Robertson and Chad Green. Those two guys, I think, will be fine. I know Chad Green still has to prove it. Last year was that breakthrough year.
Right.
I certainly feel better about David Robertson as a veteran. And I know we've said many times with relievers, you never know year to year. But I guess for now, it's still too early, especially off one bad performance in Green's case, one bad performance in Robertson's case a few days ago, to really panic about this bullpen. But the truth is, over the first week plus of the year,
hasn't been good.
The bullpen hasn't been good.
No, hasn't been good. And they had their shot. They had their shot in that 8th inning. They had the big guys coming up against O'Day. They eventually wound up loading the bases on him. Judge and Giancarlo out. They eventually load the bases on him. And, he gets Neil Walker on that little comebacker to get out of the inning.
Yeah, I mean, and that really was the other story, the offensive failures in this game.
Yep.
They didn't have a lot of great opportunities against Andrew Cashner. There was one situation where Tyler Austin bounced into a double play, Judge hit that home run. But really, their opportunities were there for them in the latter part of this game in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Miguel Andujar popped one up in a big spot in the 7th. You mentioned the Neil Walker situation in the 8th. And then even in the 9th, and I thought this was interesting, and this is always tough on how you handle this. So I don't think necessarily Aaron Boone did anything wrong here, and that's, okay, you got this kid in Miguel Andujar. He has a chance to be a star, but he's out here trying to prove himself. When or do you pinch hit for him in a big spot? In the 7th inning, he said, I want to give this kid an opportunity. He didn't come through. He popped up.
Right.
In the 9th inning, he says, with one on and one out, and the Yankees needing to get another base runner to bring the tying run to the plate, especially with the idea of Giancarlo and Judge and Giancarlo coming up. But then he does decide to pinch hit for him in the 9th inning. So he gives him the opportunity with guys on base in the 7th, which I don't have a problem with, obviously. And then in the 9th, that's when he went to Brandon Drury, who ends up striking out. There's no perfect answer to this, because it is early enough in the year where you can say, and this is probably where I lean, hey, let me give this kid a shot. See if this could be the moment he runs into one, gets a big hit.
Right.
But for Boone, 7th inning, he says, go ahead. 9th inning, he says, nah. And he pinch hits for him with Brandon Drury. So I thought it was interesting watching Boone make that decision.
Yeah. He gave him a sheet feel. He figured, look, I gave the kid a shot once. Now the game's on the line. You know, I'm gonna go the other way to try to, you know, win the game. So, you can't get on Boone for that.
I can't. No, you can't. I think it's one of those things where there's no really correct answer.
Right. There's
on
no
it.
Correct answer.
Because Andujar is a guy that you want to see. You want to see what he can do.
Right.
But then I also see the other side that says, hey, let me put the more proven guy up there. I'm trying to win the game now. So I don't think there's any right or wrong answer on it. I just find it always intriguing to see how a manager takes the approach. And he took exactly what you said. I gave you the shot in the seventh.
Yep.
You didn't come through. Now it's the ninth. We need a base runner, not a home run. Remember, they're down three
just
when he comes
on.
Up.
Correct.
I think Brandon Drury gives me a better shot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out. He struck out. But as Gardner is up with a runner on and two outs, down by three, my thought is this. Brett Gardner needs to have the kind of at-bat he had an inning earlier and just find a way to get on base. Because if you can get Judge up there as the tying run, you feel like you got a shot. You feel like, all right, got a shot.
Sure.
But unfortunately for Brett, he had one of those three strikeout games. Not quite a golden sombrero game, but he struck out a bunch of times. And the Yankee bats just didn't do enough. That's what it came down to.
No, bottom line. Bottom line. Bottom line. I wouldn't get nervous about it, but bottom line.
No. You're at a point in the season where there's nothing to get nervous about. The bullpen hasn't pitched well, but
That's got to be the thing that concerns you the most, I think, at this point, that the bullpen's been shaky.
But, you know, I'll tell you why it wouldn't even concern me yet. No one has had bad, consistent performances. This was Chad Green's first bad performance.
Right.
We mentioned David Robertson. He's had one bad performance. So it's not like you're seeing a guy like Green or Robertson or Chapman struggle consistently. And I also thought it was good, and we mentioned this yesterday, that they got Dellin Betances in this game, and he pitched well. He was fine. He was okay. I mean, look, guys are going to run on him, and we saw that yesterday. Mm. But as long as he's not walking the ballpark and giving up home runs, he's already given up two this season, if he can control his stuff, we know how electric he can be, it's fine. Obviously, late in the game, you don't want guys running all over him. But I thought it was at least positive that Boone got Betances in this game, and he did a fine job.
By the way, I think Speet just bogeyed one. So I'm pretty sure. So that would drop him to 5-under. Looked like he bogeyed one. So.
And you're very anti-Spieth right now.
No, not anti-Spieth. I just don't have any money on him. I love Spieth.
Well, that means anti, but you want him to slow down a little bit.
I want him to slow down a little bit.
Which is fair.
I definitely do. Yes.
All right. So it's not, is anti-Spieth.
Rory, by the way, Rory, I just noticed that too. Rory bogeyed one as well because he's now dropped to 2-under. He started the day at 3-under. So maybe people coming back to the pack a little bit here. Spieth at 5. Can you tell? Because I can't tell.
Kuchar is now tied in the lead with Spieth at 4-under.
So Spieth double bogey the first. How about that?
And my guy, the guy I'm rooting
for,
Fanu, he's 3-under.
Finau. Tony Finau.
I love that guy.
Tony Finau.
His poor
Not
guy.
Not Fanu.
Fanu?
No.
Finau?
Yes, Tony Finau.
Whatever that guy's name is,
yes.
I like this guy.
Yes.
This poor SOB, he's celebrating. He injures his ankle.
On
what a
hole one.
What a story it would be if this guy could win the Masters. Who is he, by the way?
Do you know anything about him? No, he's been around a while.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good player. Okay. You know, he's a pretty good player. You know, he hasn't really won much, but I mean, you know, he can hit the ball a long way. He's one of those kind of guys. He's
a young guy. All right.
I think he's from Hawaii. I think he might be from Hawaii.
Oh, I like it.
I think he's from Hawaii.
Hawaii. Female. Nice.
But no, he's been on a tour a couple of years.
What was his odds?
He's
coming
a dangerous
in?
Player. He had big odds. I don't know, probably over 50-1.
You know what? I want to make a bet right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's too late now.
No, I think they changed the lines as things go on.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I don't know. I guess you could.
I think you could. They just changed based on how things are going. So, for example, I think Jordan Spieth's number came down a lot.
But that double bogey didn't help him.
That went up.
He bogeyed 18 the end yesterday, and he double bogeys one. I'm telling you, everybody is hitting the ball into the woods on their initial drives on that first hole. It's crazy. It's crazy.
75-1. My boy Finau came in.
Is that
what
he is?
75-1.
He probably would have got better odds on him before the tournament once he hurt his ankle. Because you didn't even know if he was going to play.
That's right. Well, then I wouldn't have made the bet.
Right. No.
Now that I see this guy competing and playing reasonably well, it's how can you not root for
Thank
Finau?
God when I got my hole-in-one, I didn't see it go in. I might have had no hips at all at this point.
That would have been worth it, though. If you did a backflip after you
did it. No, there'd be no back, because then I wouldn't be playing. I'd be done.
Yeah.
I'd be done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.